Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Dukes and Bell, and our city's excited about our latest addition to our Atlanta Falcons. And the guy that's on the waitforward.com hotline, which is Atlanta's forward dealer, knows a little bit about the guy that we selected last night. It's Coach Dan Mullen from the Florida Gators. And, Coach, we really appreciate the time. I know you are enjoying some R&R. So to take a few minutes for us here on Dukes and Bell, we really appreciate it, Coach. But Atlanta wants to know a few things about Kyle Pitts and maybe learn a little bit more about him. Coach, I want to ask, first thing is, what makes him so special in your mind?
Well, I think you look at it, you know, he has this unbelievable physical skill set. And, you know, if you start there with, you know, he's hard to match up on. He has great size and length. So if you're a smaller DB or smaller defensive player, he's just going to go over the top on you. He's just going to be too physical, too long, too big a catch radius, and be able to just go. You know, I mean, you're going to have an accurate quarterback, and he's going to put the ball where the DB's not. The DB just, he's going to be too long to get there. You know, and then if you go put a bigger guy on him, say, okay, we're going to try to put a bunch of size on him. Well, then he's got speed and quickness to go run away from you. And, you know, he can run. He can be a great route runner. He can go up over the top on you and be physical, and then he can beat you after the catch. And so, you know, I mean, he's a guy who can score touchdowns and make a lot of explosive plays for an offense. And as a coach, he's an unbelievable fun weapon to have.
Did you recruit him? How did he get to Gainesville?
Yeah, so when I got hired at Florida, he was committed to Florida. We went up, and I went up to visit with his parents up in Philadelphia. We flew up there, and, you know, they said, hey, you know, Kyle really wants to go to Florida. And, what's your idea for him coming in? As a new coach, and what do you see the offense going to be like? And I said, well, you know, the first thing we got to do is try to create matchups out there on the field and move people around. And I said, you know, with his athletic ability, he's got to be ready to go play at multiple spots. I'm not going to just put his hand on the ground on the line tight end. I'm going to move him all over the field. To do that, he's got to be go use all of his size and his athletic ability as a mismatch. And, you know, when he got to us, you know, so he came down and you know, really his first year with us, he played mostly wide receiver. Majority of the time he played out of wide receiver. We had you know, three senior tight ends. And we used him, and he kind of learned the game that way. And I think that helped him over the next 2 years as an All-SEC, All-American tight end. As a guy then that just, you know, he then had that skill set. You know, if you watched him play in college, he was all over the field, you know. And so when you do that, and, you know, the defense's biggest worry is, okay, we got to stop 84. And he's playing at, you know, he's playing at tight end. He's playing at H-back. He's playing in the slot. He's playing at the X receiver. He's playing at the Z receiver. You got to find him, and then that causes an awful lot of problems for the defense.
It's Dan Mullen, guys, head coach of the Florida Gators here on Dukes and Bell as we talk about Kyle Pitts, the newest addition to our Atlanta Falcons. Coach, now, you were the offensive coordinator there when Florida won a national championship. I don't think anybody will question your offensive, you know, football acumen and all the players you've seen and had. Where's this guy rate?
Well, he's right up there at the top, you know, to be honest with you. At non-quarterback position, which, you know, you look at those guys to me a little bit different. You know, the two best offensive players I've seen that were not quarterbacks that I've coached were really Kyle Pitts and Percy Harvin, you know, and those are two guys that can change the game, and they have flexibility to play multiple positions. You move them around, you know, and every time the ball's in the air or headed in their direction, everybody in the stadium's holding their breath because they could score at any time. And, you know, so, you know, he's that good of a player. And I think he will make, you know, you look at a team and you look at what the Falcons have, you know, when you have a veteran quarterback and a Matt Ryan, that, you know what, he can put the ball where it needs to, and he can get you into the right play, make the right decision. And then you add the weapons. You know, I was just looking at that last night. I don't, you know, defensive coaches can't really be happy because who are you going to double on that
right.
team? You know, and if you're going to double everybody, I guess they just run the ball. You know, I mean, somebody's going to be singled up. And when you have a veteran guy like a Matt Ryan, that he's going to be able to find that matchup.
Dan Mullins with us, guys, head coach of the Gators. And it seems like everything we've heard, he seems like a great kid, a leader on the Gator team.
Absolutely. You know what? I mean, I think what people don't understand, you know, right, sometimes he's 20 years old. Mm-hmm. He doesn't turn 21 till next fall. So he'll play his first NFL game and still only be 20 years old. So I wonder what he's going to be like when he grows up and matures, you know, physically. No, he's a hard worker, great young man, comes from a great family. Works at the game, puts in all the extra time, you know, kind of always plays with, believe it or not, for, you know, all the accolades he's got, he plays with a little chip on his shoulder and still, and that's what you want. He has that hunger and that drive and I don't think that's going to stop. I think that's going to continue when he gets here in the NFL.
Coach, we still need a backup quarterback to Matt Ryan. I know your quarterback is still available and mm-hmm. Tell us about Kyle Trask. This was an interesting quarterback draft to begin with. But you talk about excelling in your program and showing the country what he had. Boy, he had an amazing year.
He really did, you know. And I think everybody, you know, what's really funny is if he went back in time 15 years, he might have been the first quarterback taken in the draft. You know, one or two, as you know, hey, this 6'5" pocket passer. And you know, I think a lot of people now, and it's kind of funny, for me to say this, because everybody you know associates me with all these dual threat quarterbacks.
Right.
But to me, I want quarterbacks that are winners. I want quarterbacks that can, you know, we're going to build around their strengths. So the great thing Kyle has, I mean, at 6'5", 240 pounds, he's not a dynamic athlete that he gets mistaken for a dual threat guy, but he's extremely athletic to me in the pocket area of sliding, shifting, finding lanes, moving. And he's an extremely accurate quarterback. So, you know, I would imagine, you know, I mean, I would think Atlanta would be a great place for him, great fit for him, in that he's going to come in and, you know, I mean, I don't know Matt really well, so I don't want him to get upset at me, but you're not mistaking him for a dynamic dual threat runner.
Right.
The offense is going to kind of be built around a guy that is going to be extremely intelligent, extremely accurate with the ball, and that can create and get the ball to these playmakers that you create mismatches with, and that's what Kyle Trask can do.
It is Dan Mullen. Before we let you go, Coach, head coach of the Gators, also Kadarius Toney, as you had two Gators go in the first round. Is the college game now setting up quarterbacks and these wide receivers for the NFL better than ever now with the offenses you're running?
I think so. They're looking at the playmakers that are out there and their ability to score points. And, you know, these guys, you know, one of the things that's hard for me right now, I got to figure out who's going to score touchdowns, because with Kadarius Toney and Kyle Pitts going, you know, in the first round, there were a lot of touchdowns scored between those two. And they were really good receivers, but they found a way to put the ball in the end zone. And, it is, you know, KT, you know, it is. It's, I think, guys, it's looking at matchups. It's that back and forth. You know, you look, so much of the college game has gone up to the NFL level, but a lot of the NFL level game has come down to the college about creating the mismatches, you know, about moving guys to different spots or on the field. And so I think kind of that going back and forth has led to maybe more of an offensive explosion of the desire to get these playmakers in college and that they fit right away into the NFL game.
Coach, before we let you go, I got one more, and this is it, because I know, again, you're R&R, and we really appreciate you taking
time.
Some time.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, no, I mean, when my guys called
you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get my handicap down. This is handicap season, right?
Hey, I hear you, and we're working on ours, too. Coach, name, likeness, image. Your thoughts on this? Where are you at on this whole thing? Because everybody's freaking out in college football about it.
Well, here's the issue: is do the players deserve the ability to get the ability to profit off their name, image, and likeness? Yes, they deserve the ability to make more money. Yes, they absolutely do. I think one of the tricky parts is I don't think anybody would disagree with that, that they don't deserve that right. The question is how, and I think that is the one that has everybody stumped. Is what, you know, in you know, are they're college amateur athletes getting a scholarship, and you know, so they get a scholarship, they get cost of attendance, they get, you know, books and fees and the educational aspect of things, but there's the opportunity for more for them to do that. And how do you do it within the realm of amateur athletics, if you will? Right. And I think that's what has everybody stumped. So I'm all for it. I think it's well-deserved. I know, hopefully, I know there's a hiccup yesterday, but hopefully we're working to having that resolved and have the players get the ability this summer to profit off their name, image, and likeness in the state of Florida. Right. You know, I think for the well-being of college football, it wouldn't be bad to have a national rule or law or how to go about it. But how we define that is really interesting. And I don't know if I've seen the best way, you know, right. yet. If anybody has ideas, I think everybody should be shouting them out. Hey, how about we try it this way? Because it's something that's different. It's something that's new. And, I think even once it starts going into effect, it's going to be something that's going to take a little bit of time to adjust to and tweak and get it so it is what it does, what it's meant to do for the student athletes.
Right. Devil's in the details. I hear you, Coach. Well, hit them straight. As Carl said, we really do appreciate you breaking down Kyle Pitts' game, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah. My golf score is like our offense sometimes. There's a lot of points being put up there on the board. There's some high numbers out there. So.
I hear you, Coach. Hey, thank you again. We'll talk soon. Dan Mullen, everybody, Florida Gators head coach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.